This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Everyone, that was Kiana and Isabella, our fellow Radio Crew members, singing Huie Taikie. Welcome to another episode of our Okunga Māori Live Wire podcast. I'm Scarlett. Kia ora, Alicia. What did you think of Kiana and Isabella singing?
I thought it was awesome. I could not do that. Not a chance. It was awesome. Next up, we're bringing you the coolest fun quizzes and awesome facts.
That's right, we've got a packed show for you today, including a special segment of our Māori culture, a sports update, and a report on our prep, our primary enterprise program.
Plus, we've got a fun quiz lined up and some mind-blowing did-you-know facts. We will be starting with Isabella, who will be interviewing our very own principal, Miss Jacket, because he is sadly shifting schools at the end of this term. Take it away, Isabella.
Kia ora, ko Isabella toku ingoa. I am here with my tūmuaki principal, Mr. Jacket. Kia ora, Mr. Jacket.
Kia ora, Isabella.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey in education and how you became the tūmuaki of our school?
During my school years, I loved having fun with my mates, enjoyed PE sport, and was in trouble a few times. I had some great teachers, sports coaches, family and friends who inspired me to become a teacher myself and be the change I wanted to see in education. When I was a teacher, I really enjoyed inspiring kids, and my principal said to me one day that I should be a principal myself. And I was so happy to hear that, and that's what gave me the confidence to take on the next challenge and the hugely rewarding role of becoming a principal. I was a principal of Pirinoa for 3 years, and then the Cardin School job came up, and I've now nearly had 5 years at Cardin School.
That's a pretty long time working as a principal and a teacher. What was your very first impression of our school when you started as a tūmuaki?
Well, as you've already heard, the kids here at Cardin School have a lot of energy, personality, and they're all very friendly. That's the first impression I had, and it hasn't changed at all in 5 years.
What has been your most memorable moment as a tūmuaki of our school?
The simple things, for example, like the kids saying good morning every day, the smiles I see, and kids being proud of themselves.
What do you think has been your greatest achievement during your time here?
Adding energy, new ideas, systems and structures, and employing some amazing new staff.
How has our school changed or grown since you first became tūmuaki?
I think the learning programs have improved. There are more opportunities to be active, for example, tree climbing, skateboards, ramps, sports, bikes, scooters. The behaviour standards have improved, and the school is a safe, fun and inspiring place for all of our kids. I also think the community is more connected to the school.
It's quite a lot of things. What is something you've learned from the students during your time as tūmuaki?
I always learn lots from our amazing students. I've learned that they're very intelligent, caring and ambitious people. They give everything a go and they don't worry about failing. And I really like it every Friday morning when the kids speak so confidently in front of the whole school during our assembly.
What has been the most challenging part of your job?
There's always a few challenges with being a leader. I would say dealing with some of the adults and the Ministry of Education.
Can you share any funny or surprising stories from your time as Tumuaki?
There's always lots of funny things, but it's hard to share some of those stories on the year. But an interesting story, I grew up in Nelson and I loved playing rugby. One of my favourite rugby players was Robbie Melnick, and he played for the Tasman Marcos, and he actually went to Carden School. So it was really inspiring to hear someone so good at rugby who'd been through Carden School each day as a child.
What advice would you give to the next Tumuaki who will be taking over your role?
Good luck would be the first thing I'd say. But the school and community is awesome, and there's still room for improvement. Spend as much time with the kids as you can during break time and learning time, as they're the most important and amazing people in our school.
What are your plans after you leave our school? Will you continue working in education?
Yes, I'm the new principal of Waipukoto School, which is in the Hawke's Bay. I'm looking forward to the new challenge, but I'll miss working with everyone at Carden School.
What will you miss the most about our school?
The kids and the staff who are willing to give new things a go.
Do you have any final words of wisdom or advice for the students and staff before you go?
Yes, always. To embrace new ideas, opportunities and challenges in life, as they often provide the best learning moments. Don't ever get too comfortable for too long. Go and experience what the world has to offer. Hang around amazing people who want the best for you and support them to be the best they can be. I feel amazing when I watch Carden School kids do well.
If you could leave a message that the school would remember you by, what would it be?
Firstly, I'd like to thank the Board of Trustees back in 2019 for giving me the opportunity of a lifetime of becoming the principal of Carden School. I've loved my time here, and I'll never forget the many amazing moments and learning opportunities the school has given me. And to the tamariki, the students, take every opportunity that comes your way. Say yes more than no. You can't change the past, but you can learn from it. Smile, keep your head up, believe in yourself, because I believe in you. And kia kaha, big love to you all.
Thank you, Mr. Jacket.
Thanks, Isabella.
Thanks, Isabella and Mr. Jacket. I wish you well on your new adventure at your new school. Now it's quiz time. Let's see how much you know about our home, Aotearoa. First up, what sport is the All Blacks team famous for? A, soccer. B, rugby. Or C, cricket. If you guess B, rugby, you're correct. Well done. Second, who is New Zealand's most famous female golfer? A, Lydia Ko, B, Valerie Adams, or C, Sarah Ulmer. If you guess A, Lydia Ko, you're correct. Wasn't Lydia amazing winning gold in the Paris Olympics and then winning the Women's British Open a couple weeks after that?
She sure was.
Question number three. In which city would you find the famous Eden Park Stadium? A, Wellington. B, Christchurch. Or C, Auckland. If you guess C, Auckland, you're correct. Now we have Annabelle reporting on our school Olympics Day. Over to you, Annabelle.
Kia ora. Ko Annabelle tuku ingoa. And at our amazing kōrau, we had a whole school Olympics Day. Why we did it, you might ask? Because of the 2024 Paris Olympics, of course. We did it to celebrate the Olympics. My mum was all over it. Were you or your whānau? On Tuesday, the 6th of August, we held our very own school Olympics. There were 9 countries competing. Spain, Samoa, Sweden, the Cook Islands, Japan, Zimbabwe, Great Britain, Italy, Poland and Australia. The country that my class was Spain. Our Tainer class that is connected to us, they were Japan. You'll hear them later singing Waiata. On the day, we held an opening ceremony and we all had flags of our countries. And there were lots of cheering for the games part of the day. We went to other classes and played sports or other physical activities. There were three-legged races and musical cheers. My class was one of the classes to host the games. We hosted multi-sport. It was a really fun day. And now I'm going to pass the mic to the amazing Kiana. She's going to be catching up with our quiet teacher, Miss Handen.
Kia ora, ko Kiana tuku ingoa, and today I am here with Miss Handen. Kia ora, Miss Handen.
Kia ora.
Would you be able to answer a few questions for me today?
Sure, that would be fine.
Here we go. What do you like about our school choir?
Well, even though we're just a small group, I just love the enthusiasm of these children, and they show that they really enjoy music and they're keen to learn about singing and about different styles of music.
Why did you start up choir at our school?
Well, I think it's really important to offer different activities in our school. I've always felt that lots of schools have an emphasis on sport and games, which is great, but everyone needs to be creative. And I like our students to have the opportunity to take part in the arts, especially music and visual art.
How long have you been leading the choir at Carterton School?
Well, I don't really want to tell you the actual number, but I've been helping out with choir for many years. When I taught in the juniors a long time ago, I helped out and then took over. And in those days, with Fire Joe, we used to go off to World Vision Kids for Kids concert, and that was great fun. Then they stopped and choir sort of fizzled out a little bit for a while. But just last year, we managed to get a small group of kids back together.
Where and when do the school choir perform?
Well, because we've really only just started again, we haven't had too many opportunities. And sometimes we just like singing for the joy of singing for ourselves, really. We've got going again in this winter terms, so we've been practicing at lunchtime, which is a bit of a challenge because it's just a short time. And also the whole of Team Call Fire has done quite a lot of singing, and we've been out in the community with our groups to share.
Great. I noticed a long time ago that you love singing. I see it as a passion of yours.
Thank you.
My love.
Thank you for bringing along your choir group to sing and share new songs with us today. Now it is over to Alicia, our amazing host. Take it away, Alicia.
Kia ora. Today I will be reporting on our school prep event that we hold every 2 years for the whole of Term 3. PREP stands for Primary Enterprise Program. Our whole school, Year 0 to Year 8, is involved in this extraordinary event. During this term-long event, we are all put into venture groups who will then act like their own little companies and produce their own products. Over the 10-week period, we will have one session each week on a Friday for the last two blocks. If you are here on a Friday, then you get $10. If you are sick, you get $250. There are two different roles, CEO and employee. I am currently CEO of ETP, which stands for Entrepreneurs. It's called that because we make a different thing most weeks. The latest things we've made are finger puppets, necklaces, and earrings. The other ventures in my class include the two cooking groups, Kaika and Sweet Treats, who are making some tasty treats for everyone to buy, Slime Shack, making slime, Aikatu, who makes flower crowns, Makawea Tahua for head accessories, Comic Life for comics, Paper Plus makes clay creation, pop-up cards, and more. PREP is a great learning opportunity for all children to learn about what it's like to run a business and about managing money. Ka kite, here is Fire Leslie and my classmates and our whānau class Tina to sing Waiata. Tefano. Time for another fun quiz about te ao Māori. Here we go. Number 1. What is the Māori word for family? A. Whānau. B. Kai. C. Taniwha. If you chose A. Whānau, you're correct. Question number 2. What is the traditional Māori greeting called? A. Haka. B. Hunge. C. Porphyry. If you chose B, Hunge, you're correct. Question number 3. What is a traditional Māori carved meeting house called? A. Marae. B. Wharenui. C. Pātaka. If you chose A, Marae, you're correct. And now Miriana will be sharing about Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. Take it away.
Kia ora. I'm Miriana, and get your listening ears on. Let me tell you all about our kapa haka and Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. Well, everyone in New Zealand would have heard or knows of kapa haka. Our kura has toru rōpū that work very hard on their kapa haka. We will be having roa wānanga, and that means we work on our kapa haka for a whole day. In the tuakana rōpū, we perform many different waiata and haka. We work on our kapa haka every Monday morning. Some of the akuna from the tuakana rōpū also perform in our whānau rōpū. In our whānau rōpū, there are taina that are new to kura all the way up to tuakana who are te kaumātoru. Imagine how cute the taina are while performing. The whānau rōpū practice each Friday. We sing lots of waiata and do haka everyone in the rōpū loves. Did you know that next week it's Te Wiki o Te Reo? A very important week. So even just doing small things like saying kia ora is so cool. You might be wondering, what is the purpose of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori? I will answer that question. The initiative, more commonly known as Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, is government-sponsored. It aims to inspire New Zealanders to speak the Māori language proudly. We have all chosen a special te reo phrase to share with our listeners. Here's hoping you try to use more te reo each day.
He whutuporo me ne te poro taku tino takuro. That means my favourite sport or game to play. He whutuporo me ne te poro taku tino takuro.
He kākiroa taku tino kararihi. That means my favourite animal is a giraffe. He kākiroa taku tino kararihi.
He kai moana toku tino kai. That means my favourite food is seafood. He kai moana toku tino kai.
He maki tana ra taku tino kai. That means my favourite food is McDonald's. He maki tana ra taku tino kai.
Kara fioa. That means give it heaps. Kara fioa.
Whakaitia aho. That means excuse me. Whakaitia aho.